This is Monday Night Talk with your host, Kevin Tachi, on 95.9 WATD.
Welcome back to Monday Night Talk. Hey, just a quick addendum to that McGuigan's Pub commercial. Who's one of a couple of sponsors that we thank our sponsors for being investing in this particular show.
Yep.
Something new that you might want to take that significant other to, Joe. That is wine and dine for $29. Do you know what that is?
I'm guessing two dinners for $29.99
plus a bottle of house wine.
Really?
All included. Any choice of any two entrees, like shepherd's pie, bangers and mashed, fish and chips, meatloaf, grilled chicken, turkey tips, or chicken and broccoli Alfredo.
Ooh.
Served with two sides and a bottle of house wine, choice of Merlot, Pinot Grigio, Pinot Noir, or Chardonnay. This is Sunday through Thursday, starting at 4 p.m. Just keep that in mind.
That is actually a great deal.
Well, talking about great deals and what's going on with our motor vehicles, whether it's to renew a registration or to update your license or many other things, we have joining us on the phone line right now, she's the registrar, Rachel Caprillion. Rachel, are you there?
I am, and thank you for the introduction of what a great deal we give people to registry and motor vehicles. We think so, too.
Just trying to weave that in. I didn't know how to do that.
Well done.
How are you doing? How were your holidays, Rachel?
They were good. The registry is very busy over the holidays. And it's sort of the law of inverse proportion. When the rest of the world slows down, the registry speeds up. And a lot of that is because it's December is the end of our commercial registration cycles. People are off. Kids want to take permit tests because they're not at school. So it's one of our busiest weeks of the year. But we have now come out on the other side, and it wasn't as bad as I think we might have thought it could be.
Rachel, tell us a little bit about yourself. I mean, how long have you been with the registry?
I have been with the registry going on 5 years. I was appointed in 2008, and before that, I was a member of the state legislature for 13 and a half years.
Wow.
What
are some of the things that you've done during your stint as the registrar?
Well, I think the single biggest thing that matters, you know, to the consumers, to the customers, is what we've done online. And it's not just us putting transactions and the possibilities of doing more online, but it's the customers themselves who have embraced the online capacities, who started doing, when I walked in the door, 1.5 million transactions a year, doing almost 3 million transactions a year now. And I would submit that once you do a renewal or any other transaction online, we've got you. You know how easy it is, how much more efficient it is, and you'll go back.
Now, has this helped the registry to consolidate the brick and mortar that you normally have?
It has. Back in the 2008-2009 year when the global meltdown happened, the state financing situation became a lot more austere. Not unlike other agencies, we were faced with an unprecedented, unexpected budget cut. And one of the things we did at that time was to continue to prioritize the online transactions, but also to consolidate some of our operations. So when I walked in the door, there were 35 brick-and-mortar branches, and now there's 30.
Mm.
And some of those 30, they're not full-service branches. They're what we call express branches. So you don't do every single transaction there, but probably the majority of what people come in for are done in the express branches. And as we continue to go along, we're going to continue to look for ways to consolidate our operations to make it better for the customer who have to go to a branch, because sometimes you do have to go to a branch, but continue to encourage people to try it online first, particularly when it comes to renewals. Renewals are very easy to do online, and that is an area, sort of our bread and butter, that is being the most embraced.
What have you found that you've had to work the bugs out of as you've made as you've moved from, having folks come into a setting to being able to do it from their living room or their kitchen or wherever they may do their business on the computer?
Well, first of all, just in these almost 5 years I've been in this role, just there are more and more transactions in general and in life online. There's a lot of pre-staging that happens. Like, for example, if someone's going to take a flight, they will often pre-stage that visit. They'll pick their seats. They'll submit the number of bags that they're going to bring, so on and so forth. So the public is used to doing more of that online.
Mm.
So with that, they're looking for other ways to use the registry online. But once you've done one, you'll continue to do it. And that's what we really try to encourage people to do, is to just give it that shot on your registration renewal, and you'll see how easy and efficient it is.
Any nervous people with today, you got to worry about security of, your personal identity, any worries from folks as putting their personal information, sharing it with the registry and it being safe?
Well, there's a little of that, but we do have a highly secure network. To our knowledge, in all the years we have had this particular mainframe, advanced licensing and registration system, ALARS, it has never been breached. And our license that we rolled out in 2009, the first licenses hit the assembly line. It is the most secure license in the country. It has several different perforations and watermarks and holograms that it has never. We have never seen a good copy.
Mm.
So it is a highly secure credential.
Now, you guys are moving into a new direction, looking to modernize the registry operations. I guess the board, the Mass DOT board, had a vote in December. Tell us about that.
Yes, no, this has been a long time coming. Our current mainframe that I mentioned, and they get 6 million hits every day, and that's not just from the registry, that's from our partnerships, that's from law enforcement, so if you pull a car over at 2 o'clock in the morning, that officer is tapping into ALARS. ALARS went into service in the fall of 1986, during the Reagan administration. So 27 years, and, you know, that's a lot of bang for the buck. When you think about a system's mainframe that is coded in COBOL. You guys know what COBOL is?
Yeah, it's an ancient computer language.
Yeah, it's like the Latin of computer languages.
Right.
And, you know, in order to get someone to fix COBOL, you need to sort of comb the nursing homes because there's really not a lot of people that are up to speed on it.
Right.
That said, it is robust. It has managed to take on a lot of traffic and a lot of new transactions. But, you know, its time has come. It is cumbersome to change code. We are trying to do that much more technologically, and it was antiquated. So that vote by the board was for a new mainframe that is now going to give us almost limitless possibilities to better the technology. And there's no agency better ripe for technological renovation and revolution than the registry.
Who is the company who's taking this over, who got the contract, and how long do they have to implement this?
Yes, well, we've been working on it for some time, and we haven't yet signed the contract, but the selected bidder is Deloitte. And this is there's a number, it's not a huge number, but there's a number of very big, you know, multinational corporations that work to do these kinds of database management and integration systems. And Deloitte is one of the leaders in the industry. And I think we at Massachusetts were lucky because a lot of the big players, HP, Deloitte, Vignon, some of the, you know, big outfits have collaborated forces when they bid on our job. So we think that we're going to have the best and the brightest and the deepest resources to create the system of the future that other states and regions are going to want to copy.
What's the capabilities of this particular system, and what will it help you guys streamline as far as at the registry? I mean, is it a matter of being able to get people through the lines quicker in the various things that you do, you provide for services?
Yes. I mean, in short, we're continuing to do the same kind of business. We're still registering vehicles and licensing drivers.
Mm.
But there's a lot of ways to do it better, smarter, faster. Whether you have to come into a branch, we can pre-stage your application. Whether you have your very own page, My RMV, much like your My Amazon account, where you'll see the year that you took the Jeep off the road, the year that your license expires, whether or not you paid that ticket in the town of Mendon. Whatever intersection you've ever had with the Registry of Motor Vehicles will be right there for you on your very own page. And it'll give people a lot more knowledge and information about, you know, whatever it is the registry is doing for them at that particular time. Plus, we'll be able to do a whole lot more. And, you know, the way I see it is the government should be looking at ways to have one-stop shopping. You know, for example, the registry controls more people than any other agency in the state. You know, there's a lot of credentialing that goes on. It's a division of licensure and consumer protection. So, you know, I don't want to determine what the standards should be of a poodle groomer, but when you have to give that poodle groomer their credential, that's something we got to contemplate doing.
With this system, is there going to be any kind of a cost savings to the taxpayer?
It'll be cost savings for sure, and it'll be a number of ways. And one cost savings is not having to travel to a branch for the user themselves. We spend a great deal of money in the systems maintenance of this antiquated system.
Mm.
That would kind of go the way of the dinosaur. And there's so much more with cloud computing. We'll be able to do a lot of data storage that now, you know, a lot more expensive. And those are just kind of three, you know, big and obvious ways. But it's also about efficiency and convenience and a 360-degree view of the customer so that when they need to register their boat, they don't have to go to four different places as they do today. They will have to go to one place. And then if all that information is there, little has changed, they can do a simple online renewal.
So does that mean the registries are eventually going to, are you going to go away from hard copy and it'll strictly all be electronic?
Well, there is some vision to do, you know, sort of the one credential for your key pass, your fast lane, your driver's license. And at this point, these are a lot of ideas. But what I'm saying to our partnerships, our auto dealers, our insurance agents, is this, what do you need to do better for your customer? Because we're your partner, and if you can dream it, now's the time to think about how we can build it.
And you'll also be able to kind of take a look at how you guys are operating as well. You'll be able to evaluate your own people better too, right?
Oh, no question about it. And hopefully we'll be able to do more innovative ways to work our staff. I recently visited a call center. A big part of how their call center works is people are working from home. And we now have the technology where you'll be able to know exactly how long someone is doing a reservation. You can track them, you know, in 100 different ways, far beyond what we used to contemplate. And if that is better for the worker, if it's better for the customer, and if it's getting us what it is that we need, these are the kinds of things that we can do with this new system.
Well, the other, I think, important component, I think, as far as the registry is how you were able to quickly assist law enforcement that are out on the road. That's going to help them as well, right?
Exactly. And they'll be able to hopefully make those citations right, you know, from their vehicle. They'll be able to update our mainframe instantaneously. We'll know right away sort of who's been stopped for OUI or, you know, other, you know, kinds of infractions that involve driving. So, yeah, I mean, there's no question that is an important partnership. And law enforcement relies on ALRs. They rely on our mainframe. They rely on our partnership. And, you know, we consider that to be one of our most, you know, important obligations.
Hi, Rachel. Joe Rossi here. Every year brings in some, you know, whether it be well-known or not so well-known in the media, policy changes or additions or legislation that affects the registry in some ways. What are some of the bigger policy additions or legislation that goes into effect this year that will start to affect people that at the registry that go there or work there?
Well, you know, there's always legislation that changes, and they're at the beginning of a new session. And as a former legislator, I have apologized to my current colleagues at the registry of how quickly legislation is passed, often in a scramble for the registry to meet the guidelines. But, you know, we continue to enforce things like safe driving, which is the no texting, the pullover law. And right now we have new rules that the legislature just passed about registrations. So when you register a vehicle, there was a time when, you know, someone could just register. You'd need a license or you didn't need to prove as much with as many documents of, you know, who you were, whether you had insurance, you know, when you register a vehicle. And with these new guidelines, we are collecting a lot more information on the registrant.
Is that along the lines with the X registration as far as checking someone who's
talking about? Yep.
Okay. Okay.
I didn't know you were so hip to call them X registrations. That's pretty good. That's an industry term, so good for you guys.
You know, another thing that I find, you know, I'm myself are kind of a eclectic. My dad has a car collection, and I know there's, you know, a lot of antique cars now that are going back to be registered. And a lot of the problems that a lot of these antique cars are having across the country is that the registrars, whether it be through the legislature or through policies that they initiate on their own, are and I don't know if this is the case with the registry here, but in a lot of cases, they're actually making it very difficult, if not impossible, to have some of these, you know, self-made kit cars or whatnot be registered on the road. How does Massachusetts handle those types of vehicles here?
Yeah, we call them street rods. And it's just that's just our term for them. But there is a way to register them. You have to just meet, you know, sort of it's the same kind of safety and inspection guidelines. There's some information on our website for people who have these sort of car kits. But we're not trying to make things difficult for people. We just want to make sure we know what to call this vehicle. We want to make sure that it's, you know, it has all the components that it should be on the road.
Quick question for you. I know we're talking about online, but sometimes people like to use their phone. I believe earlier this year, the MassDOT announced the new RMV customer service number, didn't they?
Yes, and the customer service number, I mean, it's never easy to change one's phone number, as we all know in our own lives.
Yep.
But when MassDOT, they developed a new contract that would change, you know, all of MassDOT's phone numbers that aligned our agencies better and will ultimately save us hundreds of thousands of dollars. And that's certainly part of our mission at MassDOT, is to, you know, provide better service, but also, you know, find ways to do it for less money. And that's really the big takeaway from the phone system change.
Hmm.
It's more functionality, I might add, because the more you get, you know, the newer phone system you have, the better technology.
So good.
Yeah, you know, the other thing too with the registry is with the some of the changes that you've made. I mean, what do you see some of the changes that you've made? Obviously, you talked about tonight some of the great changes that have been made. What are and some of the changes that are going to be made, you know, in the recent future? But where do you see yourself taking the registry, you know, in the next 3, 4, 5 years and beyond?
Well, ALARS, new ALARS is going to, over time, I mean, the whole project will take probably around 5 years.
So I have,
you know, kind of given a very technologically, you know, complicated direction of do the cool stuff first. So that, and to me, that means how does that help people in their daily lives? Like, how can we help our customers, you know, have a functionality that really matters and that they want and that they can use? So you will be seeing a lot of those changes, just being able to do more online, things that are faster online. I really want the MyRMV account to be one of the early deliverables. We haven't quite reached that point in our contract. We're still working out some of the negotiations before it's finally signed with our selected vendor. But those are the kinds of conversations we're going to be having going forward, that it's really, to me, like I tell the team of who, you know, we're going to be technological geniuses top to bottom. Pretend there's a sign over your head that says, how does this help the customer?
Mm.
And if my great uncle Fred can't figure out how to do it on a transaction, then I'm going to be asking why not.
Yeah.
Probably my last question is, I'm a AAA member. Is there anything that the registry is doing to help a AAA member these days?
We sure are. I mean, if you're a AAA member, you can go to any one of 6 branches, and they're all on our website, and they are definitely scattered around the state geographically, and you can get done your renewals, a license, including a picture, and a registration renewal. And one of the things that I like particularly about our AAA partnership is that they have Saturday hours. So, if, you know, those of us who do a lot of errands on Saturdays, that can be one of the errands that you do. And the beauty of that is that they're taking some of our work. They used to come into branches, and they are, you know, helping us with our traffic. And that is a partnership that we have with AAA that is not costing the Commonwealth or the registry anything, but it is a benefit to their members. What half of the registry, licensed drivers in Massachusetts are AAA members.
Rachel, I want to thank you so much for joining Joseph and myself on this evening. If folks have any questions, if they want to find out more of what the Registry of Motor Vehicles is doing to improve services and help them, how can they find out more information?
Go to our website, mass.gov/RMV, or just Google RMV Massachusetts and it'll come up.
I want to thank you so much for joining us tonight, Rachel.
Thanks for having me.
You got it.
Keep driving.